Hello, and welcome to this episode of That's What She Said, in which I didn't write a thing. I am sharing my best friend Doey's words of wisdom. So we went to this gathering of adults. I don't want to give any identifying information. Gathering of adults. And parts of it were really great, and parts of it weren't. And we made a few friends, and one of those friends posted one of those ways to, like, 10 ways to love yourself. And for the females among us, that often includes things like buy lipstick and wear it, or dress up for yourself, or buy a journal. And those are really great things. But Joey got really, really angry. She was like, love yourself by buying a new fucking journal? That's the best you've got? And then she wrote this, and I wanted you all to hear it. So these are just 10 ways to love yourself that basically don't cost any money, but that aren't about lipstick or flowers and vases or those sort of small changes that tend to be superficial. So let's talk about how to love yourself in big, deep, hardcore ways as told to us by Doey in a moment of righteous anger. 1, accept that genuine compliment. Actually let it land on your heart. Say thank you without any further explanation of why you don't actually deserve credit. 2, list 10 things you're fucking amazing at. You can clean a toilet like a ninja because you even got under the rim. Honey, that's magic. Take pride in that shit, no matter how simple it might seem. 3, list 5 unimportant things you're not good at. You can't make a perfect batch of brownies from scratch? Me neither. Who fucking cares? Laugh at your imperfections and move on. 4, read. Graphic novels, smutty romance, that cookbook with the beautiful pictures, your kids' books, deep spiritual growth shit, Harry Potter, it doesn't matter. Read whatever you enjoy, but don't stop. 5, make art. Adult coloring books, sketching, watercolor, knitting, cooking, quilting, writing, pom-pom garlands, whatever. Use your hands and your creativity to make something new. You don't even have to show anyone else. 6, invent a reason to wear that fantastic thing in your closet waiting for, quote-unquote, the right occasion. Or just get rid of it. Clear your storage space of things you don't love and or use. 7, be gentle with yourself. About your hair, your thighs, your belly, your skin, your paycheck, your number of friends you'll actually answer the phone for at 3 a.m., your relationship status, your weakness for chocolate, your lack of interest in yoga, your gluten consumption, your not magazine-ready home, your imperfect self. Criticizing yourself doesn't help. Own your flaws, and then just fucking work on them if they matter. But there's a good chance they don't actually matter all that much. 8, get enough sleep, decent nutrition on a somewhat regular schedule, and hydrate. If you find yourself acting irrational or very irritable, you probably need one of these 3 things. 9, try new things. A new clothing style, a new hair color, a new food, a new route to work, a new song, a new knitting technique, a new nail polish color, a new meditation technique. New stuff keeps your brain from being bored and feeling stagnant. 10, be honest about what you want and don't want. First, be honest with yourself. Start small and work up to the bigger stuff. Say no and yes only when you really mean it, not when you feel pressure to react a certain way or it logically makes sense even though every fiber of your being is resisting it. Your first inclination is probably the right one. We're all just making it up. Absolutely no one has it all figured out. And the more perfect their Instagram looks, the more mess they're hiding. Don't you fucking love her? Because I fucking love her. That's my Doey. Her actual name is Johanna. Just in case you're confused, I just call her Doey. So that's it. That's all. Those are 10 ways to love yourself that don't involve lipstick or buying flowers. So do those things. And if you don't know where to start, start with compliments. Start with just accepting a compliment, because it's really, really, really hard work, and it really, really, really makes a big difference when you get good at it. So do that. And I am working furiously on projects that are keeping me very busy, but that I am not going to speak of at this time. So have a good one, guys. I'll talk to you next week. And now go love the shit out of yourselves, please. Mwah!